Title: Resamen Variation Offset Tutorial for Rewind-Worthy Drops in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building a beginner-friendly drum and bass drop in Ableton Live 12 that has that weight run, that back energy. The whole trick is this: your re-space needs to roll and evolve, and your amen break needs to feel alive, like it's not just looping the same one bar forever. We're going to do that with a super practical technique I'll call Variation Offset. That means controlled micro-timing shifts on the ornament hits, while your anchors stay rock solid. Anchors versus ornaments. If you remember nothing else, remember that. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar drop where the groove locks, but it still changes every couple bars in a way that feels intentional. Let's set it up. First, create a new live set and set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. I recommend 174. Time signature stays 4/4. Now make a few tracks. One MIDI track for re-space. One audio track for the amen break. Optionally, an extra audio track for a layered kick if you like that modern punch. Then make two return tracks. Return A as a short room reverb, and return B as a delay or space effect. Quick workflow tip: color code. Dark color for bass, red or orange for drums, blue for FX. It sounds silly, but it speeds up decisions and keeps your session readable when you start duplicating clips. Now let's build the re-space. On the re-space MIDI track, load Ableton's Wave Editable. For Oscillator 1, pick a saw wave. Oscillator 2, also saw. To tune them by about 10 to 20 cents so you get that classic thickness. Add unison, but keep it reasonable, like 2 to 4 voices. Too much unison early on can turn into a smeary mess, especially once you start saturating. Go to the filter, pick LP24, set the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 800 Hz depending on how dark you want it, and add a bit of drive, maybe 3 to 7 dB. Keep the envelope amount small. We're not doing a huge wah sound, just a little motion. Set the amp envelope so it hits fast. Attack around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain down a bit, like minus 6 to minus 12 dB. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. That gives you a bass that speaks quickly but still has body. Now let's add a simple device chain for weight and movement. After Wave Editable, add Saturator. Drive around 3 to 6 dB, and turn Soft Clip on. This is one of those It Just Works DNB moves. Then add Auto Filter. Use LP12 or LP24 and map the cutoff to a slow LFO. Set the rate to half a bar or one bar. Keep the amount subtle. The goal is not listen to my filter, it's this space feels like it's moving forward. Then add Glue Compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is just to stabilize it. Then utility, if you have bass mono, turn it on. If not, just be mindful about width. Keep the width somewhere, around 70 to 100% depending on how wide it got from unison. Big rule, wide low end equals weak drop. We want stable subs. Now write a classic rolling pattern. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip. Choose a root like F or G, and write a rhythm that's mostly 8th notes, with a couple 16th pickups. The main thing is, make bar 2 slightly different at the end. That little change is what makes the loop feel like a phrase instead of a treadmill. Cool. Reese is rolling. Now let's bring in the amen. Drop an amen break audio file onto the amen track. Click the clip and go to clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve on transients, and try the transient loop mode on forward. Set the loop length to 1 bar, or 2 bars if your amen is longer and you want more space. Before slicing anything, zoom in and confirm the break is truly on grid. Your snares should land cleanly on beats 2 and 4. If the warp is sloppy, everything you build on top will have flams and weird transients. Take the extra minute here. It pays off. Now right-click the amen clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use the transient slicing preset. Live will create a drum rack, where each transient is a pad, and it'll also generate a MIDI clip that triggers those slices. This is where the fun begins, because now the amen is playable and editable like a kit. Now we're going to do the core technique, variation offset. Here's the concept in plain language. You keep your main snare hits dead center on 2 and 4, because that's your anchor. Then you pick a handful of smaller hits, like ghost snares, hats, little extra kicks, and you move them slightly early or late, only a little, like 5 to 20 milliseconds. That tiny push and pull is what makes the break feel human and urgent without sounding sloppy. Let's do it step by step. On the sliced MIDI track, create a 2-bar MIDI clip. If Live already created one, great. Drag that in and clean it up. Your goal is a typical amen structure, tick and snare anchors, plus ornaments around them. Now identify your main snare slices. The Amen has that iconic cracky snare, sometimes more than one slice depending on the recording. Put snares exactly on beat 2 and beat 4 in each bar. No offsets yet, just lock them. Teacher note, if you offset the main snare as a beginner, the whole drop will feel like it's falling down the stairs. Don't do it. The main snare is sacred. Now choose 3 to 6 ornament hits across those two bars. These are your ghost notes. This is what we offset. You have a few ways to do timing shifts in live, but beginners get lost if they switch methods constantly. So for this project, pick one main workflow. I recommend using drum rack pad delay, because it's consistent per slice. So open the drum rack, click the chain for a slice you want to treat as a ghost hit, and find its delay control. Then apply tiny offsets like this. For ghost hats, try -5 to -12 milliseconds. That means the hat lands slightly early, creating urgency and forward motion. For ghost snares, try +8 to +18 milliseconds. That means they sit slightly behind, creating swagger. For extra kicks, keep it conservative, like 0 to +10 milliseconds. Low-end rushing tends to feel messy, so be careful. If you can't find per-pad delay, do the super simple method. Duplicate the slice track so you have two racks. Name one on grid and one ghost slash offset. Put only ghost notes in the ghost rack, and apply a track delay to that whole track, like +10 milliseconds or -10. Now you can control offset without hunting around per pad. Now, one more important coaching note. Micro timing is easiest to judge at low volume. Turn your master down. If you can still feel the groove and it makes you nod quietly, it will almost always translate when you crank it. Also watch for flams if you layered a kick. If the Amen has a ghost kick slice that overlaps your clean layered kick, and you offset it, you can accidentally create a double hit. If that happens, either don't offset that slice or shorten that slice's decay in simpler so it doesn't ring into the layered kick. Alright, now we turn offsets into replay value by arranging variations. We're going to build 4 2-bar variations and rotate them across a 16-bar drop. Think of it like this. Variation A is your baseline, on grid and clean. Variation B changes a few ornament offsets, maybe hats earlier, add one extra ghost snare. Then back to A, so the listener gets that satisfying oh yeah, we're back feeling. Variation C might swap one snare slice for a different snare slice in the rack, and add a late ghost kick. And later you'll have a D that's the biggest version, but still keeps the main snare on 2 and 4 dead center. This is a key arrangement principle. Variation hits harder when it returns to something familiar. If you change everything every bar, the listener can't latch onto the groove. So we want evolution, not chaos. Now let's make the Reese respond to the drums, because this is where it stops sounding like two loops stacked. First, sidechain the Reese. Add a compressor on the Reese track. Turn on sidechain and choose your drum source. You can use the Amen track, or use a dedicated kick track if you have one. Set attack around 1 to 5 milliseconds, release around 80 to 140 milliseconds, ratio 4 to 1, and adjust threshold so you're getting about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on hits. That bounce is a huge part of modern rolling DNB. It creates space and makes the groove feel like it's breathing. Now add a tiny bit of micro offset to the Reese notes too, just a couple per 2 bars. Nudge 1 or 2 notes late by 5 to 15 milliseconds for weight, or early for aggression. Here's a powerful rule. If your Amen ornaments are pushed early, try laying the Reese slightly back, or vice versa. That tension, that push-pull between bass and drums, is what makes it feel expensive. Now let's glue it together with basic mix moves. Group your drums, like the Amen and your kick layer, into a drum bus group. On that group, add EQ 8 first. High pass around 20 to 30 HC to cut rumble. If the break is harsh, do a small dip around 3 to 6 KHC. Don't overdo it, just take the edge off. Then add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch lightly, boom somewhere between 0 and 20%. Go easy with boom, because it can smear low-end clarity. Then a glue compressor on the drum group, aiming for 1 to 3 dB of reduction. This helps it feel like one unit. On the Reese, add EQ 8 and check the 200 to 400 HZ area for mod. If it's cloudy, tame it gently. And again, keep low frequencies stable and mostly mono. Now your return tracks. On return A, set a short reverb, decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds, and low cut around 200 to 400 HC so your reverb doesn't cloud the low mids. On return B, use a delay like ping pong or simple delay and filter it dark, with a high cut around 3 to 6 KHC. Important, don't send everything. Send only a few ghost hits from the amen to the delay or reverb. That's how you get cinematic space without turning the groove into soup. Now let's add a couple advanced but beginner-safe tricks that make it feel like it's never exactly the same twice. In Live 12 MIDI Editor, you can use chance probability. Put it only on ornaments. For example, give a tiny hat tick a 10 to 25% chance, and a ghost snare a 15 to 35% chance. Keep your backbeat at 100%. This is the sweet spot. Variation without chaos. Another trick is velocity as a timing illusion. Before you nudge a note, try making pushed hits a bit quieter and laid-back hits a bit louder. Your ear often reads that as swing, even if the timing stays on grid. Now let's talk arrangement, because the drop needs direction. Use a simple 16-bar energy ramp. Bars 1 to 4, baseline groove. Few offsets, minimal fills. Bars 5 to 8, introduce one new ghost layer and a bit more hat movement. Bars 9 to 12, add a short fill at the end of bar 12, just on the amen. Bars 13 to 16, biggest variation, and add one stop moment for rewind bait. Here's the stop moment. In bar 15 or 16, cut the amen for an eighth note to a quarter note. Let a reverb tail or delay throw ring out from a single snare or ghost hit, then slam back into the full groove. It's a tiny edit, but it feels like a huge event on a system.